fickle emergency, please hang up and dial 911. All calls may be recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. If you are a new patient or have a new injury or condition and are calling to schedule an initial appointment, please press 1. If you are calling to schedule a follow-up visit, reschedule an appointment, cancel, or to speak to the clinic directly for any other reason, please press 2. If you are calling from a physician's office and would like to speak to one of our physicians, please press 3. If you are calling to pay a bill or have a question regarding a health insurance or self-pay account, please press 4. If you are calling from an attorney's office or are calling with a question regarding an auto accident, personal injury, or workers' compensation account, please press 5. To repeat this menu, press star. Thank you for calling Kaizo Health, formerly Sport and Spine Rehab. If this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. All calls may be recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. If you are a new patient or have a new injury or condition and are calling to schedule an initial appointment, please press 1. If you are calling to schedule a follow-up visit, reschedule an appointment, cancel, or to speak to the clinic directly for any other reason, please press 2. If you are calling from a physician's office and would like to speak to one of our physicians, please press 3. If you are calling to pay a bill or have a question regarding a health insurance or self-pay account, please press 4. If you are calling from an attorney's office or are calling with a question regarding an auto accident, personal injury, or workers' compensation account, please press 5. To repeat this menu, press star.
Thank you for holding. Please continue to stay on the line.
Thank you for calling Kaizo Health. This is Kat. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Javier with the ERC Advisor. Am I speaking with the business owner or the decision maker of the business?
I'm not interested in your sales call.
It's not a sales call, ma'am. Are you the business owner?
What is it then?
Well, first of all, are you the business owner, ma'am?
I don't need to tell you that. You can tell me why you're calling.
Well, what do you mean you need to tell me? I need to speak with the business owner now. If you're not the business owner, just go ahead and let me know so I can move on to the next call.
I'm the director of operations for the entire company.
Okay, so you're the CEO.
The business owner is not going to speak to you. But how can I help you?
You're the CEO or the business owner, ma'am?
I am neither of those two things, and that person isn't going to speak to you, especially if you won't tell me what you're calling about.
I need you to connect me to one of them, ma'am. That's all.
I'm not going to connect you to either one unless you tell me what you're calling about.
What do you mean you're not going to connect me to either one, ma'am? I'm with the ERC
advisor. That's a pretty self-explanatory sentence. What's an ERC advisor?
Yes.
What do you do?
What do you
do? What does that mean?
Well, that's why I need to speak with the business owner, ma'am, since you don't know what we do, ma'am.
I'm not going to transfer you to them unless you tell me what you do. What is an ERC advisor?
The ERC is the Employee Retention Credit. Okay, that's what it is. It's a refundable tax credit and not a loan. It is a stimulus program created by Congress to compensate businesses that retain employees during COVID. The program is complex, but many businesses are eligible even if they had a PPP loan. That's what this is in reference about. That's why.
Gotcha. We already have that taken care of. We already have people taking care of that for us, so we don't need any outside assistance.
You filed for the ERC COVID tax return already?
Whatever you're trying to sell me, I already have somebody else that takes care of that for me.
Like
so
I
appreciate your call, but I'm not going to.
This is not a sales call, and it's not your decision to make, ma'am. That's why I need to speak with the business owner or the CEO.
It is my decision to make, sir. Please do not call this number again. I'm the director of operations for this entire company, and the CEO would tell you that I get to make that decision.
You can be the director.
We're not interested in whatever you have to say because you are rude.
and the business owner is not going to be interested in speaking to you, I can tell you that I've been here for 20 years.
Okay,
he's
I
not going
that,
to be interested in speaking
to you. I just
want to
talk to the business owner, that's all.
Take our number off the list right now or I will file a complaint.
You can file a complaint, ma'am. I just need to talk to the business owner. That's all.
You're not going to speak to the business owner, sir. I'm not sure what you're not getting.
Well,
it's not going to happen.
I would appreciate that, man, because no one's screaming at you, okay?
I'm glad you would appreciate it, but you are being ridiculous. Right?
She's screaming at me. You're not going to be screaming like that at me, ma'am. I'm not one of your kids, so you can be screaming at me. She hung up.